This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. We're here with Kenan Layden of AgMarket.net. Kenan, what do we see going on in the grain markets today?
It's colorful map season, as some people like to call it, where the market is going to be trading weather. And that GFS run came in cooler, wetter in parts of the Midwest, and we saw pressure placed on the markets. Corn closed down for the day. Wheat was really pressured. Some of that is stabilizing, you know, forecast for international wheat production. And then soybeans held at some really important technical levels, and they were actually positive on the day. So that was good to see that complex hold. Take advantage, I think, of these weather opportunities. The GFS and the European model have had some discrepancies, but they've kind of, you know, coalesced and come together here a little more, and that's probably placed some pressure on the market. But yeah, you want to see the good forecast, which pressure prices, but you also want, like you said, to see some premium built in this market to make some sales. So I think when you see the weather rallies with the subsoil moisture we have, it's something that you need to think about taking advantage of as a marketer in the space.
That again was Kenan Layden of AgMarket.net. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
At the close, July corn down 4 3/4 at 4.35 even. July soybeans up 5 1/4 at 11.60 1/2. Soybean meal up 4.20 at 3.61.80. Soybean oil down 3 cents at 43.94. On the Merc, August live cattle up 60 cents at 183.15. Feeders down 145 at 258.37. Lean hogs up 90 cents at 92.05. That's been a check of the closing market prices. I'm Riley Smith.